We're holding Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph on top that says again the Dover Shein Anishim Mechayim Lagozer Rabbon. The Bon Lamek Gzerum. The question is again if you're allowed to sell a Maisa Behem or not. And the Morah says what? The Yas Nuk Rabbon Adiraisa. That need the Raisa, it's only Yosef to sell the Bechor when it's Mechayim, when it's alive. Leyacha Shchit, it's Mutim Adiraisa, it's only Yosef Mud Rabbonin. And by Yisem, the Rabbon will make what to say, Ukmi Rabbon Adiraisa, that you're allowed to sell the Maisa Behema of Yisraelim after Shechita. V'yafra Shmuel Bar Yisroch Sovolo Lohor Derova. He also is like this. Lohor Derova. Why, what's the raya? That by Yisraelim we're making. The Yomer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Minan, how do we know to sell the Maisa Behema Shal Yisraelim? That the Maisa Behema that belongs to Yisraelim, where his father was Nifter and Orphan, Shemoich Renoisoi Kedarko, you're allowed to sell it normally, Lach Hashchitom. Shnemer, the first is like this. Rak b'chol avos nafshecha. So, I'll be able to get the Tizbach, he could shecht it, you have to need it also. So, that's not this. Ezel dova. What thing are we talking about? Shein by brocha mechaim, the cold man that's alive, you have no right to sell it, you have no brocha from it. El liyach ha-shchita. Only liyach ha-shchita, you have a brocha, you have a right to sell it. Have a yoyim is a maister beima, goes a maister beima. So the kiss you see by Maisa Beima, you mid your ice, you allow to sell it liyach ha-shchita. It's only mechaim, it's ksida, doesn't have a bracha. That's also right, that's only yosem mid your ice when the Maisa Beima is alive. When has a balmum and you shecht it, after shchita mid your ice, you allow to sell it, it's only yosem mid rabbonin. Then the svar is by yisemim, the rabbonin, they're not making zero as a shavas of edom. Because for them, they're too young, they can't eat it, they'll just lose out with it. Therefore, we'll make it for them, we sell it for them. You have to shout this. He boiled with a question like this. So again, we came out that Maisa Behema, even after Shechita, Midi Rabbonin is also to sell it. But by law, if you're not selling the meat, but you sell the Gidim and the skin, and with selling the skin, you also give along the meat, and it's Mutter. So the question is, let's say you want to sell the bones. And the Ikka I'm selling is the bones, and with the bones, I'll sell you the meat also. Is a mutter to sneak in like the meat with the bones. So most of the machlokes, Rabbi Chiyev, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, Chadom, Mavlio, yes, it's mutter. You're allowed to sell somebody the bones of the Maisa Behema, because the Torah only asks is not to sell the boss of the meat, but the bones you're allowed to. The Chadom one says, no, ain Mavlio, even though you're allowed to sell the bones, but you can't stick in the meat also there. The most of what's the machlokes? We live like figures of machlokes. Ho, bedaka. By a small behemoth dark like a lamb, Rashi says, "Ain hat tzomus ruyin lechulam." You can't use the bones for anything, and therefore, if you sell it and charge you money, everybody knows what you're doing. That biki is selling it for the meat, so there it's also. But hovagasa by big, by shor, by an ox, there you could use the bones to make a kalim with them. So therefore, people would buy the bones. So if you sell the meat with the bone, it doesn't look like you're really selling the meat. It looks like biki is selling is the bone. Because you're charging a lot of money for the bones, and I got for present to give the meat. If you boys him, if you want to connect like this, if you boys same, I tell you EDVD. Both of them are talking about the gasa by a big behemoth, by an ox. For the flig, there's no machlokes. Ma kiyasri. Each one goes according to his own city. So Rashi says biyasri demar oisim kalim yatzomis. It depends on the city. In this place, they used to make a kalim from bones. Therefore, you could sell the bones at a large sum of money, and it doesn't look like you're paying for the meat. From the other one city, they didn't use the bones to make halim. So the bones are just threw away like, or very cheap. So if they charge you a lot of money for the bones, everybody could tell the vikar is for the meat. Therefore, it's also. Kufa, what we just said before, bebechoru aima, by a korban bechor, it says, lo yipoda, that you can't redeem it. So not only when it's a tam, but even if it becomes a balmum, there's no way to redeem it. There's no way to take the kedusha off the bechor. It always has its kedusha. The nimkar, but the kohen is allowed to sell it. When it comes a balmum, he's allowed to sell it to somebody. He can sell it to anybody he wants to. A kohen can sell it. The ma'isa by ma'isa behema, even if it becomes a balmum, nemal lo yigoyel. Here the pasuk says lo yigoyel. So idarshin does not only mean that you can't redeem it, but who adin vein a nimkar, you're not allowed to sell it. Loichai, now when it's alive, that's midiraisam. For loishochet, not even after shchita, that's only midirabbanan. For loitam, now when it's a tam, for loibalmum, even when it's a balmum, still you're not allowed to sell a maisa behema. So the question is, minu anemili, how do we know this? The Rashi said that the maisa and the nimkar, how do we know to say that the pasuk of maloyi goyel means you can't even sell it? How do we know this? Minu anemili. Samarab chinano omarav, vechein omarav dimi omarav yechanan. Nema lo yigol b'maisa. It says this word of lo yigol over b'maisa b'hema. V'nema lo yigol b'charomim. It also says in the parash of charomim, Rashi says, Adek siv lo yimokav lo yigol, kol cherim. That cherim, that's something you makdish, you make it hegdish, and it goes to, you have to give it to the Kohanim. So it says the lashon of lo yigol b'charomim, and we darshan, make the xer shavod like malal, just like by charomim. Mechirim, or the person says clearly, not allowed to sell it, like with your, you make something cherim. That means the Yisrael is like makdish to give it over to the Kohen. So before you give it to the Kohen, you're not allowed to sell it to anybody. So not only lo yigol, not only can't you redeem it, but you can't sell it either. So afkan here also by ma'aseh b'hema, when it says lo yigol, I'll tell you mechirim, not only can't you redeem it, but also means you can't sell the ma'aseh b'hema. The Bailam can't tell, he has to use it himself. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman by Yitzel Rav, who now berate Rav Yeshua, Mafni. You have to tell me this is Zeir Shavu, Lo Yigoyel, one of them is extra. Because otherwise you could ask questions on it. Because the Lo Mafni is not extra. For Zeir Shavu, if it's extra Mufni, then you don't ask the question. But if it's not Mufni, you could ask the question, this is Zeir Shavu. Equal Mifni, you could ask the question like this. Malik Haram, I'll tell you, Haram is different. Malik Haramim, Shekein Chale Malakil. You can make Hegdish anything. Rashi Hichrim es HaKodishim Chal Cherim Aleim. Nois Nekoyin Kefi Tovus Nosh Yeshboi. You can even make Cherim a Korban. If you have a Korban, so whatever the Yisrael has from it, he has the Tovus HaNosh Yeshboi, that much it could be, make Cherim. Ma'ashen Kein Ma'ase B'Hem, we can't make on Kochim. You can only make Ma'ase B'Hem on Chulin. So if I cannot learn out Ma'ase B'Hem from a Chromim. Samar says true, Samara says, Lai Afnui, let's see, which one is extra? Samara says, Lai, yes, it's true, Afnui Mafni. That fact is true, that it is extra. Why? Because Lo Yema, really, the Pasuk did not have to say, Lo Yema, for Lo Yigol B'Charomim. The Pasuk did not have to say, if it only meant not to redeem it, so the Pasuk did not have to say it by Charomim. The Yigma Maisa, I learned it out from Maisa Behema. Ma Maisa Kodesh, Ren Nigel, just like Maisa is Kodesh, and you can't redeem it. Is that Haram, the same thing by Haram, when you mark this something? For Haramim, the same thing, Kedoshim has a Kedusha on it, V'yenon, Nigolim, you can't redeem it. If so, V'lo Yigol, the Kosh Rechman Alomli, why does the Pasuk have to write the extra words, Lo Yigol, by Haramim? Satei Lafnuye, it's extra. And therefore, we'll make Taika Gzereshava, that just like by Haram, it doesn't only say Lo Yigol, the Pasuk also says he can't sell it, so, there also, by Ma'aseh B'Hem, when it says Lo Yigoyel, it also means you can't sell it. The Mor says, no, Ikal Mifrach, let me ask you a question, Ikal Mifrach, Ma Lo Ma'aseh, you know what Ma'aseh B'Hem is, I could not learn out Chromim for Ma'aseh B'Hem. Ma Lo Ma'aseh Shekhen Kodesh Lefon Le'achrov. By Ma'aseh B'Hem, there's a special Chumrah, that even though really the 10th one is the Ma'aseh B'Hem, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, till 10, the 10th one coming out, that's the Ma'aseh, but let's tell Lefon, if you made a mistake on the 9th one, you call 10th. That's also Chag Kedusha. Let's say he made a mistake and he called the 11th one the 10th. That's also Chal Kedusha. So even though the 10th one is, sometimes the 9th and 11th could also be Kodesh. And that only applies by Ma'aseh B'Hem, not by Charomim. So maybe only by Ma'aseh B'Hem you have the Chum, you can't redeem it. But maybe by Charomim I would have thought you could. So it's not extra. So you need Lo Yigol by Charomim. So Moses is true. Ela rather, Lo Yoyimit, they shouldn't have said Lo Yigol by Charomim. They shouldn't have said Lo Yigol by Charomim. And then Chadami, I would not turn it out for Ma'aseh, but the Yigma b'Bechor, the Medach in Bechor, it said, Lo Yipod Yadiyah by Bechor. So now Bechor, just like our Bechor, is Kodesh. When a Nigla, you can't redeem it. After Charom, the same thing would apply by Charom also, Kedoshim. It's something that you makdish, you give it Kedusha on it. And so the Svar should be also, Vienna Nigolim, you should not be able to redeem them before you give it to the Kohen. So if so, Lo Yigor, the Kosh Rechmon Alomali, what does the Pasuk say, Lo Yigor Yabacharomim? It left new, it's extra to make this Gzera Shava. Samuel says, no, again, Ikal Mifrach, he asks a question of this also. Ma'al HaBechor, Tei HaBechor is different. Ma'al HaBechor, Shekein Kedushos HaMerechem. A Bechor is more stronger that we know as soon as it comes out, it's Chal Kedusha by itself, it's Kodesh Merechem. Ma'ashen Kein Charomim, you have to be Makdashit. So I will not learn out Charomim from a Bechor either. Samuel says, Ela, rather like this. Ela Lo Yoyma Lo Yigo B'Maisa. Did not have to say the word Lo Yigo B'Maisa B'Hema. The Yigmar Havor Havor Mebechor, how to say Roshova? Says the word Havora by Bechor, and it says the word Havora by Ma'aseh B'Hema. So I'd learn out Ma Bechor, just like by Bechor, it's Kodesh Ben Nigol, it says the Loiti Poda. you can't redeem a bechor. His af meister, I know the same thing by meister behemer also. Kodesh v'en a nigol, you can't redeem it. If so, lo yigur, the cost of chamon of a meister, lomeli. Why is the Torah write extra by meister behemer, lo yigur, you can't redeem it? What do we need the pasuk for? So must be lafnu yis extra. That now when it says lo yigur here, when it says lo yigur by chiromin, just like by chirom the loch rish, you can't even sell it. So I'm going to learn now to what did by meister behemer also, you can't even sell it. So Mara says no. I cannot learn out Maisa from a Bechor. Because I could ask the question, that what if Bechor was Kodesh Merechem? So I would not learn out Maisa from Bechor. Smur says no. V'yavata kroy yiseiruhu. Did I tell you, v'yavata is an extra posting? No, there's a special Hekish over here. So therefore, once we have Hekish on this, you can ask the questions. He can't answer any question. He says, "Vavata kro yiseru, or muftan l'gzeru shava." It's an extra to make gzeru shava. Lilmoid havora havora maisa shlo yigoyel, and therefore the klal is v'yeg meshivle. He can't answer a question in the sekish. So therefore, hilkach lo yigoyel the maisa is extra, because Rav Ashiv learn out maisa from bechor. So lo yigoyel is extra. It's extra teach us that the lo yigoyel means learn out from charomim. You can't even sell it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, if so, Bechor Nami Leilof Gula Gula Mechromim, we ought to learn out now Bechor also. Maybe from Chrom, just like Bechorom you can't sell it, maybe Bechor also you can't sell it. So Mor says, no, De Maise Mufni, De Bechor Le Mufni. Tell you, by Maise, tak, it's extra the law you goil. But by Bechor, it's not extra, therefore I'll make it Joshua. So Mor still says, O my Chosas, to make taste which one yes, which one not. O my Chosas, the law Tipode De Bechor. Legufe. Who told you when it says loy tipode, don't redeem it by bechor, that's for itself. Who do maisa when it says loy go by maisa, that's lefnu, that's extra. V'yema, say the opposite way around. Maybe de maisa legufe, maybe when it says loy go by maisa, that's legufe, that's the main thing. And now the bechor is extra. The bechor lefnu, maybe bechor is extra. And therefore learn out bechor from mais, from chromim, that you can't sell a bechor. Mor says no. Here it's more of a svara that donen gula megula, v'yeh donen pediya megula. It says lo yigol b'maiser and lo yigol b'charamim. So it's a svara to learn out maiser from charamim rather than b'chor, because by b'chor it says loshen only of loy tipode. It doesn't say the same loshen. So Mor says, but so what? My nafkim, we know what's the difference. We know a ton of the verbi shmuel. Ton of the verbi says like this: when the pasuk says v'shov hakoyin, he comes back. Or also bo hakoyin. So we make gzeira shava, zuhi shiva, zuhi bi. It's the same thing. We make gzeira shava from the word b'shev to the word obo. So even though they're not the exact words, still we could make gzeira shava. So here also make gzeira shava from let tipode to let yigoyel. They both mean the same thing. So what should be the difference? Smora says no. I'll answer you pashid. That Hani Milu, when do we make such a gzeira shava of a shave and ubo? That's heichad the lek of the domlev. There's nothing more like it. So then you make that type of a gzeira shava. Avalik of the domlev, you have something that's more like it. Then the svaru always is with the domlev layafinan. So if about it's more of a svar to learn out meister behema that it says lo yigoyel from charom that also says lo yigoyel, that they both mean you can't even sell it. But by bechor, since it only says lo tipode, I did not learn out. Now the Gemara says, V'leilif b'chor havora havora mimaisa. Still, we have exer shavri though. Havora havora. So just like by maisa b'hem, you can't even sell it. Maybe b'chor also you can't even sell it. So Mor says, do maisa nami goma gula gula mecharamim. Like you're learning out maisa from cherim. Cheramim. So if so, we have exer shavah havora havora. So b'chor should also be the same halacha. So Mor says, no. Miyat rachmana gabi is a special miyat gabi cheramim. Who? Only by cheramim it applies. This is you can't sell it. For loy bechor, not by bechor. So how do you not say this? Why don't I say who v'loy ma'aser? Maybe you say the opposite. It means only charom you can't sell. Ma'aser you could sell. So Mor says no again. Ma'aser gula k'ma'aser. It's more of a svar. Since by ma'aser it says loy yigoyel, the same lashon by charomim, there's more of a svar that ma'aser is like charomim, and to me it goes on bechor. Rav Amar Rav says loy yigoyel the charomim loy tzorich. I tell you the whole words of loy yigoyel by charim is extra. Why? Because the Yisnaev, let's see, where is this carb, the animal that you made cherim? Now, where is it? If it's by the owner, the original Yisrael, made something cherim, means he makes it like Hegdish. So Hegdish ninu. Pshit, like it belongs to Hegdish. Who is he to sell it? He can't sell it. It's not his anymore. He was makdashit. Elamai ibei kain. If he gave it over to the kohen, right? That's locha by chromin that you give to the kohen. If so, once you give it to the kohen, chuluninu, it's mamish his, and pshita, then the kohen could sell it. He could do what he wants with it. So where does the pasuk apply of lo yigoyel? The Tanya would learn like this: chromin calls the man shem shehin bebeis baylam, calls the man the own original Yisrael has it. Harein kegdish lechol devrim, it's mamish like kegdish. She never the pasuk says kol chayrim kodesh kadoshim ul Hashem, it belongs to Hashem. So pshita, the owner cannot sell to anybody else. Nosan the coin, once he gives it over to the coin, that's the din of charom to give it to the coin. Once he gives it to the coin, harein kachulun lechod avrayim. His mamish like belongs to the coin. He can do what he wants with it. Shemem the pasuk says, kol charem biyisrael lechoyia, blood goes to you. So if so, Rashi says lechoyia means brushus coin hein kishamer moinoi. So it's a new type of a hegdish, this charomim. Usually hegdish, even after you might give it to the gizber, it's still kaddish. You have to redeem it. But here by charomim, no, it's a new halacha that the kohen can do what he wants with it. Since so, Moshe says lo yigoyel, when the pasuk says lo yigoyel, the cost of rachmana lomeli. What do I need the words lo yigoyel for? Where does it apply? It may not so. It may not, if you don't need it lecharom for the pasuk charom itself. So when you lemaisa, that's the make this zereshav applies to maisa to tell us just like pachrom. The Torah also says lo yimocher. Here also it means lo yimocher. Samara says, no, when I say Eimer, rather, when I say Tnuinu L'Bechor, let's put it by B'chor. So again, the Maisa says, no, Samara says, no, Maisa Gula K'Maisa, it's more of a sword, it says the word, Lo Yigoyel, both by Maisa and by Charamin. You learn how those two, rather than B'chor, doesn't say Lo Yigoyel, it says Lo Tipode. Ravashi Maravashi says, Lo Yigoyel de Maisa, when the Pasuk says by Maisa, Lo Yigoyel, I'll tell you, Lo Yimacheru, that's not what it means you can't sell it. So that's how you learn out the word itself, lo yigoyel, means you can't sell it. So Amar Vashi, Vashi says, no, I mean, how do I know to say this? Maybe lo yigoyel just means you can't redeem it, but maybe the Yisrael has a right to sell it. How do you know to say lo yigoyel means you can't sell it? Because the process is like this, it says, for all you who tumurosi yikodesh, lo yigoyel, it says by Maisa Beimah, you, it, and the tumura should be kodesh, and lo yigoyel. So like this, when can you make a tmura by Maisa Beimah? When is the pasha to make a tmura? It's only mechaim, only when it's alive. When is the halacha now that you can't be goylet? That's only mechaim. Mash moni mechaim, you can't be goylet. But mash whatever lo yigoyel means only applies when the animal's alive. But liyacha shchita mash meden, you could be goyel. So what does lo yigoyel mean? If it means you can't redeem it. So it's saying that it only means you can't redeem it when it's alive. But liyacha shchit, you could. How could that be? I ha boy ha mother varacha. We know to be poi the kachim, it has to be standing, and the kohen has to value it. So liyacha shchit, it's not standing anymore. You can't be poi the it. Ela shramin, here it's a proof that when the pasuk says lo yigoyel, it means lo yimocher. It means that you can't sell it. So now it's very good. Ma'isa behemi not let us sell calls the man it's alive. But liyacha shchit, once it's mace, then you could sell it. And echnaim, the yisra of pidyon is also li'elam. But yisra of mechira, soni mechayim. Samura says, this is good. Honichal, man, the yama kotchi mizbech, havi bechal lamad baracha. They tell me, kotchi mizbech was bechal lamad baracha. El, man, the yama kotchi mizbech, lahoye bechal lamad baracha. Then Michael, what can you tell me? There's a man, the yama that says, no, that by kotchi mizbech, you do not need hamad baracha. There is my sebeim, is kotchi mizbech, maybe you do not need hamad baracha. Gemara says, "Anan os hochi kermin." This is what I meant to say. Miyik, is there anything that the mechayim lemifer? If the pasuk means lo yigoyel, it only means you can't be poiderit. So does it make sense that the pasuk should say you can't redeem it when it's alive? But lo yachas shchita mifer get the shchita you could. That doesn't make any sense. So that's why it's not mistab. The pasuk is talking about being poider redeeming it, but rather it's talking about you're not allowed to sell it. But to be poiderit, if you can't be poiderit when it's alive. So then, pshit le'achas shchitos, you shouldn't be able to be void of it. So, Moshe Alam Alor, why not? Maybe mechayim di alim kedush sasa lemifrak. Maybe it's like this: mechayim, when the animal's still alive, it has a lot of kedusha on it. That's why the Torah says you can't be void. You can't redeem the kedusha. But maybe le'achas shchita, it's a bal mum now, and you shechted already. The alkal le'kedush sasa, that the kedusha goes down a little bit now after the shchita, because now the bialim could eat it. Is mifrak maybe could redeem it then? That the Gemara says, no, this doesn't make any sense. V'loy kol dechen, who isn't a sore for sure, that a ma mechayim, madich when the ma'isa beim is alive. The olam lemitfas pidyonai. Usually then it's strong, the Kedusha. And whenever the Kedusha is strong, that's when you could be paid with to put the Kedusha onto the money. You're telling me still here, because there's a cost of loy mifrak and not allowed to redeem it. It's only yacha shchit the opposite way. Once you shech this meister behemo, the loyola lemitvas pidyonai is not that strong anymore, it's Kedusha, you can't make a regular pidyo, is mifrak. Then you want to tell me this you could, it doesn't make any sense, just the opposite. That pidyon is more of a sort of say it should be done when the animal's alive, rather to say ilacha shchita. Yeah. Right. Elish Maminov, here again it's approved that when the pasuk says lo yigurl, it means lo yimokheru. It means say you're not allowed to sell it. So that's a svara. You can't sell it because the man is alive. But the yacha shchita has less kedusha, now you're allowed to sell it. So it's true, but if so, if the word lo yigurl itself, like Ravashi learns, really means you can't sell it, so the Torah should have said clearly, lo yimokhi, you're not allowed to sell it, ma'isa beima. The verse is like this, because of Rachmon lo yimokhi, the pasuk would have wrote lo yimokhi, you can't sell it, Havi min Agbar thought to say, is davun yehod lo yimokhi, true, you're not allowed to sell it. To covet uvdin dechoyl, because maybe you're doing an uvdin dechoyl to go and sell it, doesn't look so nice to sell it. Avalifrakul mifrak, but maybe you're allowed to redeem it, to be paid for it. To Yael Damal Hegdish, because when you redeem it, like you're putting Kedusha onto the money, and the money given over to Hegdish. So maybe that's okay. Is Loch, it costs Rachman, therefore Torah has to write no, Lo Yigoyal. Possibly says the Loshan of Lo Yigoyal, which means two things. Lo is Devunim is Davin, you're not allowed to sell it when it's alive, and also it's secluded, Lo Yifrak or Mifrak, you're not allowed to redeem it when it's alive. And now on redeeming it, the Svar is, Madach, you can't redeem it when it's alive, Pshit, you can't redeem it, Lacha Misrida. Mashenkin to the Yisra Mechira, that like we said before, no, the Yisra Mechira is the only Mechayim. When the Ma'aseh Beim was alive, it has more Kedusha. Then the Torah was makbid not to sell it. But the Yacha Mis, Lacha Shrit, is not that Kedush, then you're allowed to sell it. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Beishamah, Yirma Beishamah says, Layim no Yisra lama Koyin lebechor. When a Koyin has a Bechor, a Baal Mum, and he shechs it, so Beishamah holds it has Kedusha. And only the Kohen Kriyat, he can't invite over Yisrael to eat with him. Beisilah matir, not only for a Kohen to invite a Jew over to eat, even Yisrael, but even a Goy. A Goy is also allowed to eat. Like once it became a Baal Mum, the Bechor has no Kedusha. And therefore, you're allowed to even invite over a Goy, could also eat from it. So where it says, Masnisin mani Rebbe Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Kiva in Beisilah. To tell you, learn like this. Bechor, and nimn olav ela chabura shekula kahanim divri b'shamay. B'shamay yos only a kohen could eat from the bechor and not a yisrael. Only a chabura of kahanim. Or b'esul lanu no afilu zarm, even a zarm, even a yisrael could eat from it. But mashm not a goy. If you have a kiva matir afilu of kachovim, kiva holds no, according to b'esul, even a goy is also allowed to eat from the bechor. Now, what's the machloek? It's my time with the b'shamay. You see, the pasuk says, uv'sarm yilcho. It says here by bechor, the bosa should be for you to the Kayin. So Mahosam, just by other Matnas Kuna, by the Chazon the Sheikh, by Korban Shlomin that we give to the Kayin from a Kochim Kalim. Kanim in Yisrael, only the Kayin could eat from it. They're not allowed to give it to Yisrael, like Rashi says, the Chsiv, the Ato Benecho Benesecho, Itcho, only your Mishpacha. And not Yisrael, is Avhocho, Kanim in Yisrael, that's Beshami Svara. That by this Bechor, even when it comes to Baal Mum, and the Kohen's allowed to shecht it, only a Kohen and his Mishpacha could eat it, not the Yisrael. Ubeisilu, what does he say? Hani mili tam, that's only calls the man the Bechor as a tam. Then Rashi says, then it's ishkish to a regular korban, a chazor v'shek of a korban. Avo balmum, once the Bechor comes to balmum, still then the pasuk says about a balmum, ha tome ve'ator yachtav yechlenu, that you're allowed to eat it with the tome. If so, Oma Tomei Shein Oicha B'Kotchim Kalim Oicha B'Bechor, Madach a person that's Tomei, that's not allowed to eat from Kotchim Kalim, still is allowed to eat from a Bechor. If so, Zara, regular Yisrael, Shoicha B'Kotchim Kalim, like when you bring a Shlomim, the Bailim, the Yisrael could eat part of it, his part. So Yisrael is allowed to eat from Kotchim Kalim. Is Zayda Dinizna for sure, Shoicha B'Bechor? Havad has a Svarot to say that a Yisrael should also be able to eat from a Bechor. So that's a Svarot in Beisilu. That la'achar, it becomes a tam, it becomes a balmum, then even the Yisroel could also eat from it.
So Mara says, no, Ikla Mifa is like, that's the question still. Mal the Tommy, you know why Tommy is better, maybe. The Postic says that this Bechor Balmum, even if Tommy could eat from it, Sheken Huta Meklala Abiyavoy Sibo. When we bring a carbon Sibo, you could do it even with Toma. So since a Tommy Kakain could bring a carbon Sibo, maybe that's why from the Balmum you could eat. But Mashenken or Azar can never do bring a carbon, so maybe he can eat from the Bechor. Or Beisilus, what Beisilus Svara? I mean, this is Beishamis Kircha. Or Beisilus, what does Beisilus say? Auto be avoida koma. We're talking about doing the avoida be achila koma. We're talking about achila. That what? That in achila zan rodif. That achila, even though you bring a korban betumo betzibur, you're not allowed to eat from it though. So never find the tummy could eat from it. Only here by Balmum. So maduch azar ki kochim kalim. And the Tommy can eat from Kachon Kalim. So if by Bechor Tommy can eat from it, Pshita or Zar could also eat from it. That's the story in Beis Hillel. Now Rabbi Kiva, he says even a step further in Beis Hillel, like our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, Ma'atav Afilot Chavim from the Goy. And he can let a Bechor eat, a Kohen can invite a Goy to eat from the Bechor also. My time with Rabbi Kiva, what's Rabbi Kiva's Svara? Because the Pasuk also says, Ketzvi V'chayol. It said that this Balmum is like a deer and like a ram. It's so much Sviva, just like a regular deer with these chayas. Mutlu of the Chodin, you can give it to a goy to eat. Is that Psulim? Or Bechor, that's Pasuk, it came a Balmum, is also Mutlu of the Chodin. You're allowed to let a goy eat from it. That's what the Kiva Svara. Viduch, what does the other man the Yamadu? He yells this Pasuk, Ketzvi V'chayol is not extra. Because really, Tlosa Tzvi V'ayel, it says three times in this Pasha that a Balmum is like a Tzvi V'ayel. And we use all three drushes. Chad, one of them is L'Kir Rav Yitzchak, his drusha. V'chad L'Kir Rav Oishia. V'chad L'Kir Rav Zerakaper. So the Kitzur, we make all these drushes. We use each one of them. So therefore, it's not extra to teach us that even a Goy could eat from it. Vidach, the other one says no. Vidach, Mashal, it's not. Chalad Nefchet. Chad is these three times like this. One is Chab Yitzchok. Yeah. Vechad Lekrab Loza Kaper. And the third one is Matzvi by the Pturim and Abachor, just like the Chayis. There's no Kedushas Bechor by them. Psul HaMekdoshim. Once a carbon became a Balmun, and you redeem it, so even if it gives birth later, there's no Kedushas Bechor on the Pturim and Abachor. Therefore, we use these three vials for these drushes. Therefore, it's not extra to teach us that Bechor, Balmum, even a Goy could eat from it. So that's the Machlokes, if you dash for that or not. Tanur Rabbanan, like this. Tanur Rabbanan, it says, but Bechor, Ein Machil Nois L'Nidos, Divrei Beis Shammai. A Bechor, even though it's a Balmum, a Kohen is not allowed to give it to his wife if she's a Nida. Or Beis Sulaimim, Machil Nois L'Nidos, not allowed to give it to a Nida, it has no Kedusha. Now, my time in the Beis Shammai, this is the Pasuk says, Upsarim Yilucho, says the Bosser should be for you, the Bosser of the Bechor. So Mahosam, just like the other Psul HaMekdoshim, Nidus Loi, if you're Tomei, that a Tomei Yotze Migufa, like by a Nido, by a Zav, you can't eat from Psul HaMekdoshim, is Afroch, you're also by Bechor. Nidus Loi, that since the Tomei came out of her goof, she can't eat from a Bechor. Well, Basilus says, no, honey, we wonder why I said that's for only Tam, only by Bechor Tam. Avo Balmum, or by Bechor Balmum, this is special Xeros Kosovit, it says, Hatome vihator yochlenu. It says the what? The tom and the tor could eat together. See, even though your tom, you'll not eat from it. Well, Beis Sham, what does he do with this pasuk? He says, Hani, mili, when do I see even a tome? Could eat from a bechor, balmum, hechadi and tomi yetzalo megufoi. That's not that the person touched a mace, or touched a sheretz, but the tomi did not come out of his body. Abel hechad the tomi yetzalo megufoi, when the tomi comes out from his body, then you can't eat even from a bechor, balmum. Why? The Yashchacham, because we find the Pligi Rachmona ben Tumi Yaslami Gufoi or ben Shem Tumi Yaslami Gufoi. We find other places the difference, whether how you became Tumi, whether the Tumi came out of your body, they were more Machmir, whether the Tumi came because you touched something. The Tanan glad like this. Ha Pesach Shabbat Betumo. Let's say the Tzibor was Rova, the Tzibor was Tumi. So you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach even though you're Tumi. So it says what? In such a case, that these people cannot eat from it. Why? Because these things are tumah yetsi negufa. If you came a zav or a mitzora, zav mezavis. So you see, only these people can eat from it. But other tumahim are allowed to eat from it. So you see, only yetsi negufa can't. But other tumahs could. What says the Beis Hillel? Host mudi golav achmona. Why korban pesach? That's exactly the gospel that says tamei nefesh. The whole heter that even though you tummy let it from the korban pesach where the tzibur was, that's only if you tummy the nefesh. Avol sadir, there's only heter if you touch the mace. That's when you have heter teeth from the korban pesach. But the tumu was yotzalov migufoy. Then you don't have a heter. Avol ocha, but over here by the chor ba'amum, the pasuk says ha tummy v'tor yachtov. Tomei stomach sieve, mash many type of a tomei loishno. Loishno, how you became tomei? Whether the tumor came out of your body, whether the tumor was, because you touched something, in both cases here you let it eat from it. So that's why they still loads here, even though you're a tomei mei, you're a tumor, yes, a lomei gufoi, still you let it eat from b'chor. From b'chor, there's no Easter, you let it. Turn around, remember this, nu shayla. Ein magilin b'yomtif. On Yontif, you shecht an animal, then you want to skin it, to take all the skin. Rashi says, Magila means to take the skin off complete. Like, don't cut it anywhere. Just take off the whole skin, and you can use it for a flask. People use it to store things, store liquid in it. So you know how to do this on Yontif, because it's a big tircha. Like, it's not for purpose of Yontif. The meat, you let it eat, so shecht and cut out the meat. But to go skin it, take up all the skin in one piece, is a lot of tircha. And it's not, you can't use it on Yontif.